making rounds through Mary with the blood of Jesus. Entering into your divine will, I pray. My mother, holding on to your maternal hand, let us console our Jesus by going all over the world in search of souls. And each drop of blood that Jesus shed during his most sorrowful time in the garden, let us enclose all souls of all centuries. Let us enclose their every thought, word, and action. By means of this divine redeeming blood, may all souls be cast into the flames of his most sacred heart, so that they may receive the graces necessary to surrender themselves to his eternal and benevolent love. Let us surround Jesus with these souls that he loves so dearly, and that have been transformed and made gentle by means of his blood and the flames of his heart. Then we can give to Jesus what he wants most, souls. Let us do all we can, most sorrowful mother, to make Jesus happy and console him from his most bitter agony. As we console Jesus with souls, dearest mother, I pray you to be consoled too. May all the angels and saints accompany us and help in disposing souls to receive this most precious blood. We pray not one drop of Jesus' blood, nor its efficacious effect, be lost on any soul. Let us hurry, my mother. Jesus is in agony, and the suffering of seeing the loss of so many souls is almost more than he can bear. He is watching us to see if we are going to hurry. Let us go, mother. Let us go now. Amen. For his kingdom to come. Let us give Jesus' most precious blood to all of the dying, so that, putting the demons to flight, it will dispose them to receive the last sacraments and die a good and holy death. Let us also give the dying Jesus' agonies, his kisses, his tears, and his wounds. Let us break the cord of affections for all things on earth and make them all hear the words of forgiveness. Mother, be with Jesus when he judges these souls, and pray Jesus will find them covered with his blood and abandoned in his heart, and he will give his pardon to everyone. O Mother, let us fly to those souls who are about to commit a mortal sin, and let us cover them with Jesus' blood, so that with it they may find the strength and grace not to fall into sin. May this most efficacious blood bring them to surrender themselves totally to their loving Savior. Let us give Jesus' blood to those who have already fallen into sin. O Mother, they are dead to grace. Let us give them Jesus' blood, so full of life, so that they will find the strength to rise from their fall and to rise again more beautifully for Jesus' consolation. Let us drench in Jesus' blood those souls who bear the mark of perdition. These souls sin and then run from Jesus because they despair of his forgiveness. May this most loving blood cancel the mark of perdition and leave in its place that of salvation. O Mother, there are good and innocent souls who have creatures all around them with so many snares and scandals, so as to snatch away their innocence. Let us seal them with the most precious blood of Jesus to protect their innocence and enclose them in the most sacred heart of Jesus as a wall of defense, so that sin may not enter into them. This is Jesus' most bitter and sorrowful agony, the harm and loss of innocent souls. Let us run together and go into the regions of the heretics and the infidels, with Jesus' efficacious blood, and putting them in your maternal hands, may they one by one be granted the great grace of recognizing and understanding their Savior, Jesus. O Mother, let us now go to the afflicted to comfort them, to the poor so that they may suffer their poverty with resignation, to the tempted so they may obtain victory, to the unbelievers so that the virtue of faith may triumph in them, to the blasphemers that they may give blessings instead. Now let us go to the priests so that they may understand their mission and to make strong their vocations. May they be worthy ministers of Jesus, and may their words and actions glorify God alone. Let us give this blood to the leaders of the peoples, so that they may be united among themselves and feel gentleness and love toward their subjects. Let us now fly into purgatory, Mother, to pour this precious blood on the suffering souls for their consolation and liberation, and to quench the fire that burns them and purifies their stains. Permit, O Mother, to give this precious blood to you as well as for your greater glory, and may this blood inundate you with new light and new happiness, and grant that this light descend in favor of all creatures to give to everyone the grace of salvation. My Mother, please give this blood to me as well. You know how much I need it. With your own most tender and loving hands, wash my whole being with this blood. Purify my stains. Heal my wounds. Enrich my poverty. Make this blood circulate in my veins and give back to me all of Jesus' life. Let it descend into my heart and transform it into his own heart. Let it embellish me so that Jesus may be able to find all his pleasure in me. Lastly, O Mother, let us enter into the heavenly regions and give this blood to all the saints and to all the angels, so that they may receive greater glory and burst forth into thanksgiving to Jesus and pray for us, so that, in virtue of this blood, we may be able to join them. And after having given this blood to everyone, let us return to Jesus. Angels and saints, come with us. Ah, he longs for souls. He wants them all to re-enter his humanity. Let us gather all of them around him, sweet Mother. Let us call all the elements to keep him company, so that they may also give Jesus honor. The sunlight, the stars, the flowers, the birds, the elements of the earth. But Jesus does not seek light, stars, flowers, and birds. No, he wants souls. Souls. Here is everyone together with me. Mary Magdalene is here also, as well as Martha and all the loving souls of all centuries. O Jesus, with your dear mother at your side, accept them and say a word of forgiveness and of love to everyone. Bind them all in your love, so that no soul may ever escape you again. My life-giving Jesus, I give myself into your hands, so that you may freely do with me that which most pleases you, and, for your kingdom to come and in your most holy will, I want to follow you wherever you go and do whatever you do. I want to be with you during your reparations and in your suffering pains. I want to always be around you so that there may be no offense for which I will not repair, no bitterness which I will not sweeten, no spittle or blows which you receive from all mankind that will not be followed by my kiss and caress. If you fall, my hands will always be ready to help you rise. Therefore, my Jesus, I always want to be with you, nor do I ever want to leave you alone even for 1 minute. And, to be more secure, place me within your heart, most holy humanity, and I will be in your mind, in your gazes, in your heart, and in your whole self, so that whatever you do, I may do it as well. Thus I will be able to keep your faithful company without losing track of any of your pains, and to give you in everything my exchange of love. My afflicted love, I offer you these rounds in memory of your passion and death, in order to disarm the just anger of God for so many sins, for the conversion of all sinners, for the peace of the peoples, for my sanctification and in suffrage for the souls in purgatory, and for the triumph of Holy Mother Church, so that she can fill the earth with saints.